Welcome to LANYAP, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Jared Ritchie with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Jared, welcome. Thanks for being with us today on LANYAP.
It's good to be with you, Corey.
Well, you've got a big, exciting season that is now underway, and the season continues this Saturday at Church of the Redeemer. What are you guys going to be playing with the Monroe Symphony this week?
We've got some Mozart and Haydn and even a little Mendelssohn, kind of a traditional orchestral billet of music. So.
Now, you had big success, by the way, the Hotel Monroe concert. Everybody was raving about the chamber group that performed there. You've brought in your brand new conductor. And tell me what we're going to have this week.
That's right. We've got John Hodges back for his second concert of the season, less than a month away, you know, from our September 13th out the gate kickoff, as you said, at Hotel Monroe. Was great, well attended, over 300 in that beautiful venue that the Eccles have put together there. And this Saturday is going to be at 7 o'clock, a traditional symphony concert, but John Hodges has got a wonderful slate of music, and it's a little more normal orchestral size. We've got ULM's James Bolden as the featured concerto soloist on the horn concerto.
By the way, I'm digging the new John Hodges. The new maestro just seems to be a cool, down-to-earth dude.
Yeah, I would even say it if he was in the room with us, but he is very approachable. So much the stereotype is that musicians, especially conductors, have their heads in the clouds. They're up atop a mountaintop. But John will talk with you music and make you feel like you wrote the piece he's talking about.
Some of the pieces we hear will, again, feature Dr. James Bolden from ULM, a horn soloist. And
that's right.
Tell me about why these works were selected.
Yes, well, the Horn Concerto No. 2 by Mozart is a fantastic piece because the orchestra laughs at the horn player in the music.
They do that all the time, by the way. I was a horn player, and it just happens.
Yeah.
Listen, you never know what's going to come out of a French horn.
That's right.
You never know what's coming out the other end of that thing.
That's exactly right. And the orchestra, Mozart actually wrote in a laughter track for the violins and the flutes. And so we've got a video on our Monroe Symphony Orchestra Facebook page where Mr. Hodges is demoing that from our September concert. That's going to be the featured piece with James Bolden, who's been a longtime supporter of the symphony, player and even board member, and we thought it'd be a great way to feature him in a wonderful horn concerto by Mozart.
Well, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. Now, this is coming up on Saturday night, Church of the Redeemer, 7 p.m. How do folks get tickets to this?
Tickets are mymso.org, our website, and it's $25 tickets there, $5 student tickets. You can get them at the door. You can get them online. There's not going to be a run on seats. It's a beautiful, large sanctuary. So mymso.org. If you have questions, 330-2700, you can text or call us.
That is really getting the beginning of the season kicked off with the whole orchestra. And you're seeing a lot more of these smaller ensemble concerts, too, which is kind of fun. You get to feature some little groups, and you really see what's going on behind the scenes there.
That's right. Yeah, we're trying to mix it up and provide. But this will be just what you expect, a beautiful venue. It will be a normal-size orchestra. It will be something for everyone. And then, of course, Maestro Hodges back for his second concert of the season.
Tell me a little bit about the health of the symphony right now. Financially, you guys were working your way out of a hole last year. And how are you set for this upcoming season?
Well, I think we are feeling what everybody else is feeling, which is you never feel like you've arrived. We need to fundraise. We need folks to continue to be generous towards us. Folks have been that way, to buy season subscriptions, to donate, to consider being partners with the symphony, to leave legacy sponsorships or legacy gifts and donations to the symphony. We've been around 54 years. We have no plans of going anywhere. But I think we've trimmed our budget overhead by about $25,000 this year, at least, conservatively. And we're just trying to be responsible and bring music to this area.
There are, you know, we got the new Meta facility being built. There are thousands of new folks in Monroe, West Monroe, North Louisiana. What do you tell those folks to get them maybe out on a Saturday night to come see the local symphony?
Yes, I tell them the same thing that Maestro Hodges would tell them, which is there's nothing like having live music experienced together with someone else. Of course, you can listen on Spotify or on YouTube Music, but listening together with somebody else is just phenomenal. And this music, you don't have to have any secret handshakes. You don't have to have any special tests. All you have to do is just come and listen, and I guarantee you won't regret it.
Tickets $25 for adults, $5 for the students, and we'll be at Church of the Redeemer on Saturday. Let me ask you a little bit today, Jared, what comes up next for the Monroe Symphony? What does the rest of the season look like?
That's right. Around the corner from us, we've got a December holiday brass concert at Grace Episcopal there in December the 9th. Then after the New Year, we've got our Big Pops concert, which is dessert and waltz dancing with the symphony here at UL in Bayou Point. And then we've got another chamber concert in March with strings. And then our big season finale with the emerging artist winner, Elijah Asmussen, on April 11th back at Church of the Redeemer.
You might have to have a class on
we're gonna do it.
Waltzing
we're gonna
just
do it.
To get folks ready for waltzing.
And I'm going to teach it. That's how much skin I have in the game. So we're
okay, because I know nothing about, you know, one, two, three, one, two, three. That's all I got for waltzes.
That's it.
Jared Ritchie joining us. For folks to find out more about what's going on with the Monroe Symphony, get involved with the symphony, and don't forget, too, Symphony League book sale this weekend.
That's
too.
Right. Second weekend of the book sale. Thank you to the Symphony League for their hard work. Go to the Monroe Symphony's Facebook page. Check out the video of this concert teaser.
All right. That is Jared Ritchie with the Monroe Symphony again. Symphony Orchestra will perform Saturday, October 11th, 7 p.m. at Church of the Redeemer. That's on Cypress Street in West Monroe, and features Mendelssohn and Haydn and Mozart and Dr. James Bolden on French horn.
That's right.
Find out more at mymso.org and find out more about these and other events at our website, kedm.org.